This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Charlie Long, and happy to welcome in Tim Peel, former NHL referee and host of the Snipes and Stripes podcast on the Believe Network. Tim, thank you so much for the time today. We are so looking forward to getting ready for that puck to drop 7 o'clock between USA and Canada. How you been?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know what? This morning was the first time in a long time that I woke up and I was like pumped for the game. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. You know, it's become more than a hockey game. It's become a political event as well because of what our president has said to Canada as far as being the 51st state and calling Prime Minister Trudeau, Governor Trudeau, and, you know, the Canadians hate us right now. It's reminiscent of the 1980s between the Russians and the U.S. So it's going to be fantastic.
Tim, in a time where all-star events just don't matter, I mean, we just saw what happened with the NBA's All-Star Weekend, how much of a disaster that was. You know, the Pro Bowl doesn't matter in football. The NHL taking a step forward with the Four Nations Tournament, it's been an unbelievable success.
It really has. You've got to give a lot of credit to Gary Bettman and Bill Daly. Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner, because I'd done an all-star game before in 2012 in Ottawa. And it's like watching paint dry. You know, it's boring. Fans aren't into it. All the All-Star Game is simply a event to bring the corporate sponsors down to. That's all it is, because as far as an entertainment value, it is zero. So, yeah, I'm happy that they did this, because I was looking forward to the Four Nations, but I didn't think it would have the impact that it's had. And that's been quite impressive.
It has been awesome. Definitely like a mini Olympics going on right now. And I was surprised to see today, looking at the line, that the over-under for goals scored in this matchup is set at 5.5. Does that seem a bit high to you in this matchup, or you think we're in for a shootout tonight?
No, I think that's going to be bang on. I think this is going to be a 3-1, 3-2 hockey game. The U.S. has the advantage in net with Connor Hellebuyck. He's the DeVezina Trophy winner, which is given to the best goaltender from last season. But Jordan Binnington, who plays for the St. Louis Blues in the city that I currently reside, he won a Stanley Cup in Game 7 against Boston in that building that he's playing in tonight.
Wow.
He won that in 2019 and absolutely stood on his head. Boston should have been up 3-1, 4-1 after the first period, and Binnington absolutely stole the game, and he's got that potential to do so. I'm Canadian, but I've lived in the U.S. in St. Louis for 24 years. My wife's American. My kids are American. And my family and friends, they don't want to talk to me right now because I'm rooting for the U.S. And I'm just worried, because whenever you have Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, and Sidney Crosby on a team,
right,
who knows what can happen? You know, they could win the game 4-1 tonight. That team is so explosive. And the Tkachuks are a little banged up, I think. Charlie McAvoy, who was an absolute stud against Canada last Saturday, he's out of the lineup. it's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
When you see the two teams facing off, what to you, I guess, would be the biggest keys to a victory for the U.S. in this matchup?
Well, I think that the U.S. is certainly more physical than Team Canada. Brady Tkachuk led that charge the other night. Matthew Tkachuk isn't a fighter. So I see them being more physical. I think Canada might have a bit more skill on the front end. But then Canada's got a stud in Cale Makar, one of the top defensemen in the NHL, plays for the Colorado Avalanche. And he didn't play the first game against Canada, so he's in the lineup tonight against the U.S. Chris Kreider is in. He's a perennial 20-goal scorer for the New York Rangers. He's in for the Americans tonight. It's going to, you know what this game is going to come down to? It's going to come down to bounces. It's going to come down to traffic in front of the net. And it's the dirty goals that are going to win this game. And I'm hoping that the U.S. comes out on top.
Tim, you mentioned Connor Hellebuyck. I wanted to get your thoughts on him because you remember last year he had a really strong season with Winnipeg, but then the kind of knock on him was that he wilted in the big moments, like that playoff series that he had last year did not go very well. But at the same time, if you're looking at what he's done so far in this Four Nations tournament, he's only allowed 2 goals on 47 shots in the first 2 games. He's been fantastic early on, and I think if he has another strong showing tonight, NHL.com says that he could potentially be the MVP of the entire tournament.
Yeah, no, that's a great point that you brought up because it was abnormal for the way that he had played in the regular season to the playoffs. But that was also, it wasn't just on him, it was also on the team. They just played very bad defensively. And unfortunately in hockey, I'd hate to be a goalie parent because it always seems that the goalie gets blamed for everything. You know, they can make 5 mistakes on one shift and miss their check or miss a pass. But if a goalie lets in a semi-weak goal, he gets blamed with anything. But I know Hellebuyck is ready for the challenge tonight. He's an absolute pro, and I'm expecting him to have a tremendous game.
For you so far through this tournament, who has been your MVP, would you say, for the U.S. right now?
Well, that's, you know what, I would have said, even though he doesn't get a lot of points, and he doesn't get the headline that the Tkachuk brothers get.
Right.
But I would have picked Charlie McAvoy. I'd also pick Zach Werenski. He's an incredible defenseman. And I think I'd have to go with McAvoy, and it's really unfortunate. It was a dirty play by Joel Armia against the Finns. He cross checked McAvoy from behind into the post, and McAvoy then played another game remarkably. It just tells you how tough hockey players are. But you know what? They're a team, and somebody put out there on Twitter today, they said, they were talking about Johnny Gaudreau, and you know, I ref Johnny Gaudreau, and unfortunately he was killed in that car accident last fall, and he would have been on this team. And I know that the Americans are going to, they're a proud bunch. They're very proud. And it used to be Canada's game, but it's not Canada's game anymore. The Americans have come so far over the last 5, 6, 7 years, even dating back to 96 when Keith Tkachuk, Matthew and Brady's father played in the World Cup and the Americans won it back then. So it's not Canada's game anymore. And I think it's going to be a tremendous contest.
We know, you know, obviously with McAvoy out, how big of a hit is that for the U.S.?
It's a huge hit. It's a huge hit. And they've got Jake Sanderson playing. He's a phenomenal defenseman for the Ottawa Senators, one of the best skating defensemen that I've ever seen. His father, Jeff, played in the NHL. He comes from great bloodlines. But Charlie McAvoy, you know, he stood up Connor McDavid on the sidewall. He laid Connor McDavid out, and Connor McDavid doesn't get hit very often because he's such a good skater and he's so elusive and tough to hit. So it's a big hit, and it's going to take all 20 guys to dig in and make up for having an all-star defenseman like Charlie out.
Shifting gears a little bit here, Tim, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about ESPN report, Kevin Weeks had mentioned that NHL, there's some interest in potentially getting an expansion franchise in New Orleans. A group has approached the NHL about getting that done. I just want to get your thoughts about that kind of early on in the process. I know, you know, it's just reports early on, but it's very fascinating, sure, for the Leafs.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up because I think it would, when I saw it, it kind of came out of nowhere because we've been hearing Houston, we've been hearing Atlanta, of course. You know, you've got the Pelicans, you've got the Saints. I think you've got the building there to house a NHL team. The only thing that I would say is when Florida came into the NHL, people would say, hockey will never go in Florida. When Tampa, right, came in, they said the same thing. Vegas came in, people were, I don't know. Well, guess what? Those three cities have all won Stanley Cups in the last 4 or 5 years. It's incredible. All three of them have incredible fan bases. And if you have a good product and good ownership, that's the key. You have to have good ownership. And that's why the Arizona Coyotes had to relocate to Salt Lake City, because the ownership in Arizona was just atrocious. And now you've got Ryan Smith, who's a billionaire that brought the hockey team to Lake City. So if you have good ownership, I know New Orleans is a tremendous sports town. I know more about it than I do. I don't know if they have enough corporate sponsorship to be able to support three professional teams. But I say, why not? I think it would be fantastic.
Tim, definitely appreciate the time getting ready for that Four Nations Face-Off Championship, and appreciate you giving us some time before the puck drops.
Thanks, Tim.
No problem. Thanks a lot for having me, guys. Anytime.
Tim Peel, former NHL referee, joining us there. Also host of the Snipes and Stripes podcast on the Believe Network, so you can check out more of his stuff there. And yeah, growing up in New Jersey, obviously a Devils fan, and I got the treat of getting to see three Stanley Cups, and we've kind of talked a little bit about this off the air, Charlie. There's nothing like playoff hockey, and this Four Nations tournament has definitely brought that at the All-Star break right now for us.
This is, I mean, it's a grand slam for the NHL. You talked about the viewership. It's like playoff viewership for an All-Star event. It's been fantastic for the NHL. I agree exactly with what Tim was mentioning there.
And the intensity's there. We saw three fights in a matter of, what is it, 9 seconds, last matchup between USA and Canada.
And that's the issue with specifically the NBA's All-Star events, is that the players don't care.
No, they're going through the motions.
And now the football's become like a flag football thing, whatever. You know, I understand that's a
little
different.
And more of a sideshow with all the, you know, the events going on with it too.
Right. The NHL games are legitimate playoff games. That's the intensity that these guys play with for their countries. It's been fantastic. Fantastic viewership. I can't wait to watch it tonight. And hopefully, you know, Team USA picks up another W over Team Canada, which I think they broke like a streak of 26 straight games that Canada had won with Sidney Crosby playing. So, I mean, they've been really, really good. At the same time, Team USA is going to pick up that dub tonight.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned with the NBA's All-Star format, maybe they can look at this and adapt something where they do a World versus USA kind of tournament.
Yes, they could. Adam Silver's just experimenting at this point. We talked about how he's obsessed with tournaments himself, you know, the in-season tournament and the play-in tournament, and now this new All-Star format tournament that they had, which didn't work out very well just because the players still don't really care.
I give him at least credit for trying something.
He's trying,
right?
But it's up to the players to actually, you know, play, which is a little bit asking too much, I guess.